Well, Troy, you're one of my dearest friends, and I am just honored to be with you in this moment. Tell folks a little bit about what you do outside of what we're going to talk about here for a few minutes.
Yeah, a few things. I work for Faith in Action, which is a large faith-based organizing network. It's connected with the Amos Project that I used to lead in Cincinnati, which is how we met about 5 years ago. Do some work with you with Undivided, which is a blast. I have a doctorate in U.S. history and civil rights history, black history, that has informed what we've been doing the last 8 days. And so I live in Columbus and excited to be connecting with you over these next couple of days in D.C.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, right behind us is just a reminder of the context that we're in. So we're at Alexandria Cemetery. This is one of the many cemeteries around here you can find. This one is unique because of the African-American soldiers who are buried behind us. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I understand. I'm just learning some of this, even though... Okay.
Hey, you got the doctorate in history. I thought you knew this. I thought this was 101.
Right,
but
right.
No, but what we heard about the cemetery is actually there was a time when the black soldiers who fought
buried separately.
In the Union were buried separately.
Right.
And they actually, as an act of civil rights, you might say, said, hey, we fought alongside our white brothers and sisters, and now we want to be buried alongside of them. Families fought for that and got that. Which is interesting because you're doing something and have been doing something over these last days that's kind of the flip of that. There's been a fight for racial justice in our country for a long time, but you and white clergy have come together to do something pretty powerful. So talk about what you've been doing for the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, after George Floyd was murdered in late May, some of us were on a call with clergy from around the country, and there were some black clergy on that call that said to us, white clergy and faith leaders, we shouldn't have to do a damn thing right now. You all need to start leading your people. You need to start speaking up. You need to start acting. So we built a declaration that's had about 2,000 signers. We did a big call. A number of Crossroad folks were on those calls. We've started doing some formation and discipleship around some of this with white clergy. We also said it was important to do a symbolic action. And so that gave rise to the August 20th to August 28th Walk the Walk 2020. Where we're saying it's not enough just to have declarations and make good statements or have a service confession. We can't just talk the talk. We got to walk the walk as white faith leaders when it comes to racial justice and racial solidarity.
Yeah. So you've been doing that. You're 120 miles in.
Right.
To 135-mile walk.
Yeah.
Started in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And is going to end tomorrow right in D.C., connected with the Commitment March, which you and I are both in town to be a part of as well.
Right.
What's it been like? How are you feeling at this point? One day to go. What's rolling in your head?
I mean, the experience has been really amazing. Charlottesville was just rich because there's so much history there. We started with a descendant of Thomas Jefferson and the Hemings family at the slave graveyard. Another graveyard is where we started that they didn't even know existed until about four decades ago. And they found at least 40 slaves that were buried there. She called us to say their names and learn their stories and know about them. And then to walk in that place with Jefferson, who wrote, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. And yet he trafficked in human beings and owned human beings like property. So it was important to start there. And I think Unite the Right rally brought that to bear. Mm-hmm. It was a rally to protect monuments to the Confederacy.
Right. Happened to in Charlottesville in 2017,
3 years ago this month.
Yeah.
And so to go from there and to walk, and it was hot. I mean, we were talking 90 plus degrees, high humidity. And there's something about the heat on a 4-lane highway coming off that blacktop. A lot of us had pain. Dave Gibbons, a friend of mine, had the blister on his foot
was epic.
As big as his foot.
It's like, it was trending on Twitter. His blister was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, it was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
But there was a camaraderie and a grounding in history and a grounding in while we were there. And then the reactions we got. I've never had the bird flipped at me as much as I've had it the last 8 days. One person from a car said that white lives matter more to get a job over and over again. And just vitriol. But let me say that was like, depending on where we were, it was 2-1 positive and up to 20-1 positive. And I mean, frankly, almost every black person that passed by was just saying, just encouraged, I think, to see white folks stepping up and not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. So not that the walk is anything in and of itself, and you know, it's not to get, I think a friend of mine said, you know, we're not doing this to get merit badges. We're doing this because we want to see change happen.
That's right.
This is not about us. It's frankly about, Chuck, how do I love you, serve you, and dear friends of mine who are Black and Brown and Indigenous in this moment? How do we bring change? I mean, I talked to you earlier this week and you were on some calls. It's hard right now to be Black in America. And the trauma of what happened to Jacob Blake, it hits me, but not like it hits you with Black sons and daughters. So, yeah.
Man, thank you so much. When we met, one of the things about your story that I know is you just made a commitment to show up in moments like this, particularly in moments of racial injustice. You've done that in my life. You are embodying that as a leader, a faith leader, and I'm inspired and encouraged. It feels like love. I want you to know I receive it, and it feels like love. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah, it's great to be tethered on this journey with you, Chad.
Yes, it is.